Tammy Faye Baker was considered the first lady of televangelism in the 1980s. She died Friday of colon cancer at the age of 65. We're going to listen to an interview I recorded with her in 2004. Tammy Faye and her first husband, Jim Baker, helped build Pat Robertson's Christian Broadcasting Network and the Trinity Broadcasting Network. The Bakers' own empire included the PTL, Praise the Lord, network, their televangelist variety show, the PTL Club, and Heritage USA, the world's first Christian theme park. Their empire fell apart in 1987 after Jim Baker was in the headlines for committing adultery. He was later convicted of financial fraud. In 1993, Tammy Faye changed her last name to Messner after marrying Roe Messner, who built Heritage USA. Over the years, she became something of a gay icon, as paradoxical as that may seem. The week before I spoke with her, she hosted a drag bingo AIDS benefit. Here's an excerpt of our 2004 interview. In your book, you say that Jim Baker used to watch the Johnny Carson show and felt that Christians needed their own talk show. Why?
Well, because we needed to be able to talk about God, just like Johnny Carson talked about the things of the world. And so he asked Pat Robertson if the children's show became something that was going somewhere and really helping, if we could one day do a Johnny Carson type show. And after we had done the children's show for about 2 years, Pat finally let Jim do the first 700 Club. That's what they named it.
It's almost like talking about God the way Johnny Carson talks about celebrities, because that's what he really talked about with celebrities.
Well, who is the greatest celebrity?
Well,
God or... It was wonderful. We talked about God as a, you know, as a real person, not as God up in the sky or God somewhere else around. He was God that was right there with us, and that's what we Christians believe, that He is right there with us, part of our lives every day, and that's what we that was what our talk show was about. And we talked with other people. We have Christian celebrities too that we, of course, bought into the picture.
How did you start raising money on the air?
Well, we had to raise money. You know, we didn't have Coca-Cola. We didn't have all the commercials that all the other stations had, that the secular stations had. So we had to figure out a way to buy airtime, pay employees, and do all those things that a regular television station has to do. And so the only way to do that was to raise money.
But you ended up making a lot of money and having several really beautiful homes.
Now, how do you know that?
Reading,
Miss Terry.
Reading about you.
Yeah, you read, but you probably heard about it in the rag magazines. But our home that they said was such a mansion was not a mansion. It was an old house that we bought and redid. We had a small home in Palm Springs because it was the only place that we could go to get away. And we at one time had a small home in Gatlinburg, which was just a little cabin. And so those were our homes.
But really, I mean, you did have what I think everybody agrees was a pretty opulent lifestyle.
We had a very nice lifestyle. We did. It was given to us by our board of directors, and we didn't, you know, we didn't ask for it.
Well, I guess the larger question is, were you comfortable living in that kind of opulent lifestyle, knowing that a lot of the money was coming from listeners who probably weren't living anywhere as close?
Terry, we worked so much that I never thought about it. Mm-hmm. Our whole life, my husband, Jim Baker, worked almost 24 hours a day. And he worked so much, and I worked so much, that we just never thought of it. The thing about money is this, in my estimation, when you have money, you never think of it. When you don't have money, it's about all you think about. And we had enough to where we didn't have to worry about money. But we never thought about the fact that we were getting paid too much or too little or too whatever. We never thought about money. And that's God's honest truth.
Some of the televangelists have preached quite loudly against certain, quote, sinners, and have suggested that they should be very marginalized in our society, particularly here the way some of the televangelists, like Jerry Falwell, for instance, have preached against homosexuality. You, on the other hand, have actually become very close to a lot of gay people and are something of a cult figure among certain
gay people. Well, they were very,
yeah.
very... Yeah. Well, I think I did a show back when I was doing Tammy's house party. And I did a show not even knowing it was going to ever turn into anything special, Terry. I did a show with a gay man who had AIDS. And my heart went out to him because I felt like people were treated, no one would hug him. No one would even get near people that had AIDS at that time. And they were so looked down upon. And I felt that was wrong, to be looked down upon for a disease and be blamed for a disease. And I felt Jesus would have gone to that person and put his arm around them and loved them and cared for them. And so that's why I did that show. And that show turned out to be something that I never dreamed in the world would change my life someday.
I'm wondering if you've met gay men who do you in their drag show. You
know, many of them.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, and they do me better than me. I love it. I think it's so fun.
Since you obviously have friends who are gay and you have something of a gay following, what's your reaction when televangelists preach that gays are doomed to sin, that we should protect our youth from gay people, that gay people should be marginalized, they shouldn't be allowed to marry, they shouldn't be allowed to teach?
I think that preachers should be allowed to preach the word of God. I don't think they ought to pick on certain people or certain sins. But the gay people and I, and I love the gay community, we have agreed to disagree. I am not a homosexual, and the gay people know that I don't believe in the homosexual lifestyle. But we have agreed to disagree on that and go ahead and love each other and care about each other anyway.
Now, there was a documentary made about you a couple of years ago.
Yes, the Eyes of Tammy Faye.
Right, and it was made by Randy Barbato and Fenton Bailey, who also made the movie Party Monster. What impact did that movie have on your life? It was a very sympathetic portrait of you.
To me, it wasn't as sympathetic as it was truthful. They delved in and got the truth of the situation as it happened. See, I didn't even, when they asked me to do this, I said, no, I will not go back. You cannot go forward looking in the rearview mirror, and I can't go back. It hurts too bad. I finally got my life on, back on track, and I'm not going back. But they convinced me to go back with them. And I traveled with them for almost 2 years. Doing things, they followed me and the things I was doing, and they talked to the people that had been part of my life, and they got down and got to the bare, where the rubber meets the road, and they did not. They said, "You are not going to be able to see this till everybody else sees it. You are not going to be able to know what's in it. You are not going to have any power over anything that we tape or do. Are you willing to do that?" And something within me, and I have to think it must have been God, said it was okay to do it. And so I trusted Randy and Fenton, and thank God that I did, because it changed my life.
How did it change it?
It changed my life by people seeing me as a real person other than a cartoon figure that I had been pictured as by so much of the media.
Talk a little bit more about the cartoon figure.
I had always been pictured as a little fluffy little bubble head with big long eyelashes and big jewelry that didn't have a brain in her head. People realize that I'm a relatively intelligent person. I'm a person with deep feelings. I'm a mother. I'm a grandmother. And that I've done a lot in life. And I have had a lot of life's experiences. And that's what they were able to show through the eyes of Tammy Faye.
Tammy Faye Messner, thank you very much for talking with us.
Well, thank you, Terry. It's been a pleasure.
Tammy Faye Messner, formerly Tammy Faye Baker, died Friday of colon cancer at the age of 65. Our interview was recorded in 2004. This is Fresh Air.